From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Sunday that the United States is considering cutting trade with any country doing business with North Korea. Earlier, North Korea said it had tested an advanced hydrogen bomb for a long-range missile. On Fox News Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the administration had decided to consider excluding from U.S. trade any country supporting North Korea.
We've already started with sanctions against North Korea, but I am going to draft a sanctions package to send to the president for his strong consideration that anybody that wants to do trade or business with them would be prevented from doing trade or business with us. We are going to work with our allies, we'll work with China, but people need to cut off North Korea economically. This is unacceptable behavior.
In Twitter comments, President Trump said North Korea has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help but with little success. In another tweet, Trump criticized South Korea. He said Seoul is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. 9 days after a powerful hurricane dropped record amounts of rain on the city of Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in America, people are finally beginning to return home and assess the damage. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is saying the cost to help the state recover will be high, well more than $100 billion. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said some people must leave their homes near two overflowing reservoirs. He said up to 20,000 homes will remain flooded for another 2 weeks. This is VOA News.